Greetings in the Lord. Overcomers.ca. The New Jerusalem, the third and final writing in the New Creation series. Chapter 35, Two Visions. Scriptures. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days. And they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion and glory, and a kingdom, that all people, nations, languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by, and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 to 18. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 to 13. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, were 4 beasts, full of eyes before and behind. Revelation chapter 4, verses 2 to 6. Over the head of the combined living creature, there was the likeness of a firmament, looking like the terrible and awesome dazzling of shining, crystal, or ice, stretched across the expanse of sky over their heads. Ezekiel 1, verse 22, Amplified Bible. End Scriptures. Two visions. First vision. Then the angel which held me and supported me under my right arm carried me high and very rapidly over the southern wall of the city, over the gate of Reuben, and carried me high with haste to the pinnacle of the Mount Zion in the midst of the city, to the edge of a paved work. On the very side of a section of paved stonework was I carried. I beheld in the distance before the molten sea a fire enfolding in upon itself. So I beheld in the distance before the molten sea a fire enfolding in upon itself with great billows and with a tempest that was fearful to behold. And in the midst of the fire which enfolds in upon itself, in the center of the fire a throne was set, and one sat upon the throne, even the Ancient of Days, in the midst of the fire. As I beheld the Ancient of Days sit in the midst of the fires, I saw his eyes as though they were flames of fire. He that sat upon the throne turned his head and looked at me. When he looked, fire ignited my whole being, and I fell down upon my face as dead. The angel which was with me then placed his hand upon my right shoulder and lifted me to my feet to behold again the Ancient of Days sitting upon the throne of his majesty with his eyesight upon me. And he opened his mouth and spoke. Stand upon your feet, Son of Man, for I would speak unto you. Listen intently to my words, and know that I am, has spoken, even unto you. Behold, the end of all flesh has come up before me, as is the flesh of man and of beast, so the end of all flesh has come up before me, and the end of all that is of the order of this present world has now come. This is the time in which I will move to bring to an end this present world and all lives within it. My judgment shall be swift as I bring to a conclusion the age that is now upon my creation. Behold, I do come in the fires of judgment and of my wrath to end the flesh of men and of beasts. Each one who has lived will not be but be consumed in the fire of my jealousy. As I have determined, so shall this be, that men shall cease from being apart from the living God. As I live, so shall I remove from men the taint of the fall and of that which has caused them to live in error. Multitudes have called upon my name, but then turned their faces towards blasphemy. And in that blasphemy, they call upon me as though I were that image of perdition which they worship. Yet I have reserved unto myself a remnant, even a small portion, whom I will fill with the fullness of my spirit with no measure. Upon these will be the work of the consummation of this age, and the foundation set for the next. These are my overcomers, they who have conquered all that is before them, who form my army. These shall discomfit and destroy and disannul all that is in this present earth. Behold, the earth as you see it now shall end, and only that which is of my spirit in my army will survive the judgments of my hand. Even so, these few who form my army of my grace will bring restitution to this creation and will bring it into the kingdom of mine anointing. Even now shall these things be. As I beheld the Ancient of Days upon the throne, I looked down towards the front part of the throne, between the front legs of the throne, and saw a mighty river of the waters of life flowing in a healing stream out from under the flames of fire, out through the threshold of the throne, and out through the height of the Mount Zion, cascading down through the New Jerusalem, and out through this earthen creation went forth the living waters of the throne of the Ancient of Days. End first vision. Second vision, a continuation from the first vision. Then the angel, with his hand upon my shoulder, supported me yet again under my right arm. I was carried then over the paved work beside the molten sea, up very near to the fire which enfolded in upon itself, and near to the river of living waters. Very close was I brought to the fire, which I feared, and which was very loud, and with the sound of a great tempest. The heat of this fire I could feel upon my face, as I was brought very near to the fire, and very near to the throne upon which sat the Ancient of Days, even God Almighty, the great I am that Moses knew. Above the entire expanse of the heavens was the terrible crystal. The expanse of this crystal spread itself over the whole of the heaven, and there was not outside of its expanse anything that was under the heaven. It was indeed the firmament which stood as crystal above the heaven and above the head of the Ancient of Days. The fire which enfolded in upon itself then began to expand and to grow and to turn in upon itself in the upper portions thereof. As the fire began to turn upon itself in this greater measure, I saw that above the head of God, the fire shot up as a pillar of fire. Like a fearsome blowtorch, it did strike the terrible crystal with greater and greater intensity. The fire spread itself out under the crystal sky in every direction, covering eventually and entirely the whole of the terrible crystal. As the fire from this pillar of fire began to grow and expand and fill up the sky above it, thickened and became very molten. Then the fire began to rain down as tongues of fire and as stones of brimstone. Down upon the heavens themselves did this fire and brimstone rain. Then down upon the earth below and upon all creation below the heavens. So did this fire and brimstone, as a mighty rain of the wrath of God, fall upon creation. Everything in the heavens above and in the earth beneath was consumed by this fire. Every living thing was consumed by the fires of God's wrath. All that was in the heavens passed away with a great noise, as of the sound of many thunders. All that was in the earth, and all the soils and the elements in the earth, melted with this fervent heat of the fury of God's jealousy. When the fires were completed, there was nothing left but the pillar of fire above the head of God, the fire below enfolding in upon itself, the river of living waters, and he from whose face the earth and the heavens were consumed and passed away, and no more place was found for them. Nothing survived the fire. And I beheld God upon his throne after this. And I saw him open his mouth, and he spoke. And he said, Behold, I make all things new. End of second vision. Who is sufficient for these things? We certainly are not, for not one of us knows how to make an end from our beginning. Our trust is implicitly in the arm of the Lord. He alone is to bring us to a successful conclusion. No one else is able, nor can any man complete in himself the work of salvation that God began. What you have read above in these two visions is the end of the second world. There are three worlds described in Scripture from what I can see. The first world passed away with the judgment of God by Noah's flood. No nation survived this judgment. All was consumed, and all flesh ended at that time. Now we will see this. The second world passed away with a fervent heat, even with the consuming fires of God. The elements themselves will pass away with this fervency, and all that is therein will be completely destroyed. No nation will survive this. But there is yet a third world coming. This world is the one all creation longs for. It is the time of righteousness, of no defilement, and of no government of men. The Lord alone will reign with those who have overcome in the world that will now be. Just as Noah and his three sons passed from the first world into the second world, so the army of the Lord will pass from the second world into the third. And the army is an army of love. This army, like a tremendous shield, will take mankind with the hope of total restoration into the third world of the kingdom of God. Both the dead and the living will be under the protection of the army of the Lord. Both the dead and the living, however, will also be under the discomfiting of the army of the Lord. It is the third world which will see the reign of Jesus over all the earth and over all creation. In the second world, you cannot see the kingdom of God, and Jesus himself said that his kingdom was not of this world. That is the second world in which we presently dwell. But the third world will be all his. Have great joy, dear reader. Nay, let all nations have great joy. Let all the people have great joy. For the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. This is the anthem and heralded true coming of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will come and discomfit the present ordered arrangement as we know it, and will bring it to increase until it is fully enveloped in the kingdom of God. The survival of men into this third world will depend entirely upon the Savior who is in the midst of the second world, shed his blood and died for the sins of mankind. It is the same Savior who will conclude this age and bring about the next. In the next age will be the restoration and restitution of all that fell in Adam in the time of the first world. Indeed, in Christ will be the consummation of all the worlds, or all the ages, if you prefer. All that started in Adam will end in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 9 to 12. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. The sickening mess we see around us of the full measure of the cup of iniquity will soon be at an end. Not only so, but nothing of this fallen arrangement of chaos we see now will survive the judgment that is now beginning to take place. Take one thing out of your hearts, dear readers. To those who would overcome and be fully yielded to the Lord in every area, I am asking that you remove from your heart one element that is a stumbling block. Each of us has this. When you remove this element, learn what true hope really is. The element we need to remove is the thought that this is way off in the future sometime. somewhere in the distant tomorrow, these things shall be, and I will pass away. My body will die and be buried in a grave or burned to ashes. I will not live to see it. That is the thought I want you to overcome in this writing. We are being built into the foundation of the New Jerusalem. This is a present working for one purpose, and that is to display openly the wrath of the great I Am, as well as to display openly the love of the great I Am. No, dear reader, we will see this. It is a present working of the motion of the Lord's Spirit. It is a total happening that will be done and completed by the Spirit of the Lord alone. No man will have a hand in this conclusion that is being brought forth even in our time. The two visions above display to me the infinite love of God. They show forth the purpose of God in such a way as to give tremendous hope. Everyone is tired of this present arrangement in the earth, where everything decays and dies, and all that is ordered is actually in total chaos. The nations are reeling to and fro like a drunken harlot. The governments of men can only make pacts of peace by weapons of strength. But God has an army. They are still being fitted into each rank and order, still being trained as to the cry of the heart of God. Oh, the hope we have for this! How magnificent it will be when the veil is pulled back to reveal these overcomers. This army shall march with only one purpose, to end death and the fall. This is going to be the most incredible working of God seen since the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and the creation of all things. When God pulls back the veil of your flesh, dear reader, you will be seen for what you really are. For your inner man will remain as part of this army of love and as one who will wield effectively the sword of the Spirit. If you are reading this paper, you are indeed part of this mighty giant that God is raising up, even this corporate son, this army of the Lord. You, dear reader, will come into a glorified body that will never die. Right in front of you will be the sudden change. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will flow first through your brow, then through your entire physical frame, thus glorifying it. This is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The nations and the kingdoms of the earth will not survive the pulling back of the veil of flesh, revealing the army of the Lord. Every government, every kingdom, every political effort or rank and order of nations, and every scheme of man will perish when this army is revealed. Nothing will survive the revelation of this army, and nothing will survive the fire of God's judgment, which will come through them. This present age will end with a great noise, and with the melting of all the elements. And, dear reader, this is what is going to happen to you. If you are receiving these words, know that you are indeed a part of this great army. I care not how wicked your flesh has become. I care not how vile you are in carnality. If you have surrendered your life to Christ and have borne your cross to this point, putting down that carnal enmity in yourself, you are part of this mighty army which will end this age in a great ball of fire. Your flesh will never be tamed again. Your flesh will never be tamed. Your flesh will never submit to God. It can only be pulled away from you at His appearing. I care not how vile your flesh is at all, for it is destined for eternal separation from you. The real you is your inner man. That is what is part of this army. And that part will walk on this earth in the fullness of God's Spirit in bodies of light and glory. There is nothing that will be withheld from you of the vast unsearchable riches of His grace at the revelation of you as a member in rank and order of this army which will now come forth. Think not that these things are far off. They are not. This is indeed the time of the end of this age and of the age that is now dawning, even of the kingdom of God. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.